Part 3. The Hippo Problem. You will hear a report about the relationship between hippos and African fishermen at Lake Naivasha. You will hear the recording twice. Take notes to fill in the table.
When it comes to hippos, many usually think of clumsy and cute giants sleeping peacefully in African waters. But the people living at Lake Naivasha in Kenya, a place that a huge number of hippos call their home, probably wouldn't agree with that. On average, a hippo's height is up to 5.2 feet at the shoulder, whereas their length is about 13 feet. Weighing up to 4 tons, hippos usually spend most of the day in the water to escape the heat. Then, after sunset, the huge animals come ashore to feed on soft grasses and fallen fruit outside the water during nighttime. Hippos are normally rather peaceful animals. Mothers only attack when they feel that their babies are threatened. However, all hippos become really nervous and get extremely aggressive when humans get too close and stand between them and the water, so their way back into the water is blocked, something that has often happened at Lake Naivasha lately. For a long time, Lake Naivasha had been a place where humans and hippos had lived peacefully together. But within the last few years, the number of hippo attacks has increased tremendously. In recent years, the lake level has risen enormously, and lots of green land and farms were flooded due to heavy rains and deforestation. So today, hundreds of hippos have to feed around the remaining villages at night. And since many farmers who had lost their land simply started fishing, getting in the hippos' way can hardly be avoided. Unfortunately, there's no clear solution in sight. Some people suggest limiting the number of fishermen, whereas local fishermen think that it would be best to kill some of the hippos to reduce their numbers. A bad solution, as in 2016, hippos were officially classified as vulnerable to extinction.